This is Build a Big Podcast. I'm David Hooper, and today is Easter, so I'm doing a special edition. Let's call this What Would Jesus Podcast. This is not a religious podcast, but I am going to talk about Jesus, specifically three podcasting lessons from Jesus. The first, Jesus had a clear philosophy, he had a clear point of view. Don't know it? Look at the red words in the Bible. But most people know it. Even if you're not Christian, you know something about Jesus. That's how well this philosophy has been spread. That is the same type of philosophy that you want for your podcast. Of course, people confuse the words from Jesus, those red words. They try to make them their own. Jesus isn't here to clarify. And that brings up a good point, that people will confuse what's being said by you. So you need to be extra clear as to what your message is. It's best if it is simple. It is best if you could put it on a bumper sticker. Think about politicians. Signs, bumper stickers, t-shirts. Now granted, there's more to the message. We get that, and that's where your clarification is going to come in. But you want a very clear message and an obvious point of view. Let me give you a personal example. I believe podcasting is the best way for most businesses and most experts to get the word out about what they are doing. The reason I feel that way, this is the clarification, is because it's easy to consume podcasts, it's easy to make podcasts, it is easy to distribute podcasts, it is very personal. People are getting your thoughts directly from in your brain as you are thinking them, straight out of your mouth, into their ears. You're not translating anything into a written word, you're not making videos, you don't have to worry about how you look. As I mentioned, it's easy to consume. So that's an example of the philosophy that podcasting is the best way for most businesses and experts to get the word out about what they're doing. Then I'm backing that up. You want the same thing. Very clear philosophy, a point of view. People need to know where you stand. They want to know who they're getting when they go to your podcast. The second thing on the list, three podcasting lessons from Jesus, that is the miracle. When you think of Jesus, you think of miracles. Water into wine, healing blind people, rising from the dead. That's why we're celebrating Easter today. The big one, Jesus gets you into heaven. That's what Christians believe. You want to go to heaven? You got to go through Jesus. Every podcast has its own version of this, a miracle. This one, for example, audience attraction. You want more people to listen to your podcast? Listen to Build a Big Podcast. You don't think that's a miracle? Maybe you've got all the listeners that you need. If you don't have all the listeners that you need, and I help you get more listeners, you think that is a miracle. These guys that are talking about the FIRE movement, financial independence, retire early. If you achieve financial independence and you retire early, that is a miracle to you. Now, maybe you're thinking, yeah, Jesus had a miracle. David's got a miracle. The FIRE guys, they've got a miracle. But what I do, that's not a miracle. That's not how the people listening to you feel. That thing that you do, what you help people with, people consider that a miracle. You are helping them achieve something they are not able to do on their own. Now, it may not be a literal miracle. It may not get you sainthood in the Catholic Church once you're dead, but it's a miracle to the people that you're trying to help. This is what you need. That is element number two. I'm calling it the miracle. Maybe you want to call it a trick. It's that thing you do. Number three, third podcasting lesson from Jesus, that's personality. Here's the bottom line of personality. Let's take your niche. Let's say it's FIRE, financial independence, retire early. More or less, everybody's got the same stuff they are doing in order to do that. Put some money away, invest it wisely, don't spend too much. Everybody in your niche, everybody in my niche, we've got the same or similar messages. But what really connects us to the people who listen to us, that's our personality. It's how we deliver that message. And this personality that makes delivering that miracle, that thing you do, 10 times more effective, 100 times more effective, so much more effective than it would be if you were to simply deliver the information. I mentioned about podcasting being such an effective way to reach people. Imagine if this stuff was written down. There's no personality coming through it, at least not in the way that we can deliver via a podcast. This is why people like podcasting. It makes people connect with the message. They get to know you. They get to feel who you are. They know something about you beyond the message that you're delivering. Because of that, they're going to listen to you. And because of that, they're going to take advantage of what you have to offer and take action on the things that you tell them to. Part of this is stories. If we're going to take it back to Jesus, let's look at the Bible. Stories, parables. You learn lessons via the stories. People are learning lessons from you via your stories. And that comes back to personality, the third element of three podcast lessons from Jesus. Let me review these. The first one, a clear philosophy, point of view. The second, a miracle, that thing you do, the trick, if you don't feel like using the word miracle. And the third, personality, adding your personality to the information you're delivering and making the content that you deliver your own. If you want more from me, I'm here all the time, but I'm also on bigpodcast.com. You can put the two together by subscribing to this podcast via bigpodcast.com. Go to bigpodcast.com/subscribe. There are three ways to subscribe. If you've got an iPhone, got you covered. Android, got you covered. If you want a good old-fashioned RSS feed, I've got you covered. I've got some new updates coming. Be the first to hear about them. One of the things that I'm putting together right now, I'm putting together an automated air check. So if you're curious about how your podcast stands up to all the other podcasts in your niche, are you bringing out that personality? How's that miracle working for you? Do you have that defined point of view? Answer the questions. I'm going to let you know. I'm going to help you specifically on the issues that you need to work with, all via automation. So you don't need to be embarrassed. You can do it anonymously. And you can find out about this via my website at bigpodcast.com. Sign up for the list. I will let you know as soon as that is available. Thank you for listening to Build a Big Podcast. Again, I'm here all the time. Go to bigpodcast.com to subscribe, get updated, and I will see you on the next episode.